people that are remembered. The 2 Timothy, chapter 4, verses 9-16. Dear, best to come to me quickly, for Demas, because he loved this world, has deserted me and has gone to Thessalonica. Crescens has gone to Galatia, and Titus to Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, because he is helpful to me in my ministry. I sent Tychicus to Ephesus. When you come, bring the cloak that I left with Carpus at Troas, and my scrolls, especially the parchments. Alexander the metalworker did me a great deal of harm. The Lord will repay him for what he has done. You too should be on your guard against him, because he strongly opposed our message. At my first defense, no one came to my support, but everyone deserted me. May it not be held. An artist drew a ship that is in danger. The ship was in a scary stormy weather. That ship that an artist drew had a lot of people on it, and was just about to sink in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. But the strange thing was that everyone that was on board was praising God in joy. On their faces, there were no insecurity and fear at all, and they looked so peaceful. Someone looked at the picture in detail, and found out that it was Jesus Christ that was a captain of that ship. He was holding on to a key of the ship and was in charge of that ship. Because Jesus was a captain of a ship, even though the ship was in storm and was about to sink in the water, people were not afraid. That is right. In our lives, in our journeys as well, if the Lord is the captain, then it does not matter what kind of a storm there is out there, we get to enjoy peace. It is because the Lord is with us. Paul, that comes up in our today's passage, was like that. He was about to die but was not afraid. He was not fearful of death. Like a sports contestant gave his very best in a sports game, and came in as the first, and waiting for reward. We can see an image of a person who had a victory. I am a church pastor, so I get to see a lot of people who are about to pass away. Most of people look back on their lives and regret about their past. I also get to see that they are feeling fearful, insecure and afraid of death. But Apostle Paul, even though he was about to die, he actually even said like this: I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. He said that for him, now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. Just before Paul died, he looked so much in peace, and we get to realize that this is a life of a true Christian. For people, there is a difference in timing, but there is a judgment for sure. If there was a time of birth, there surely is a time of death. Rather than about how long a person has lived his or her life, how that person has lived his or her life is even more important. Everything in the world is the same. The trees grow up and these become old trees. There is a timing for these to have flowers and the flowers fall down, too. Whatever it is, which has life, there is nothing that has everlasting thing. We need to live our lives knowing that there is a time of judgment, there is an ending time. This is wisdom. For people, beginning is important, process is important, but the judgment time is even more important. This is already fall season, this year is almost gone, and fall is a season that we get to look back on this year and evaluate. Not only the natural environment around us has its season to look back on its past. We do not know about when, but we will surely have our time to look back on our past and get judgment as well. This is a time that no one can stop. When I wrap my life up, what would I be like? Like Paul, on the day of judgment, I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that you will also be at peace, and will be looking forward to it. Paul felt that he was nearing his very end time and remembered some people. So he sent a letter to Timothy. Verse 21 says, "Dear, best to get here before winter. Eubulus greets you, and so do Pudens, Linus, Claudia and all the brothers." Paul wrote to Timothy, "Dear, best to get here before winter." At that time, in the Mediterranean area, in winter, the ships could not travel because the sea used to get frozen. So that is why Paul asked Timothy to come before winter. This could refer to winter as in season, but it means a winter in our lives, too. Paul mentioned to Timothy people that he could think of. Among these people, there were people that he really missed seeing, there were people that he really felt sorry for, and also there were people that he never wanted to remember about. I heard that there are three kinds of people in the world. Firstly, there are people that we must have. These people are the ones that benefit others. They inspire, motivate, and encourage others. They give hope in people. Secondly, there are people that do not make any difference. They do not harm others, but they also do not benefit others. Thirdly, there are people that is better without them. They harm others, they make a negative impact to the society. They make others to be devastated. Toynbee said that these third kinds of people are the roots of evil, that make humankinds to become ill. In the passage, these kinds of people have been well represented. I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that you will be people that we must have, wherever you are. Have a look at people that Paul thought of when he was about to pass away. There are people that is like Demas. Let us read verse 10. It says, "For Demas, because he loved this world, has deserted me and has gone to Thessalonica. Crescens has gone to Galatia, and Titus to Dalmatia." Demas was a person that betrayed Paul and left him. At some point, Demas was committed in serving with Paul. He helped him and cooperated with him. When Paul was in a jail, he was with him. He was a partner to Paul. But Demas left Paul and went away to Thessalonica. And at some point, he began to lose his faith. He was changed and was no longer committed in serving Paul. Demas could not keep his faith till the very end and betrayed Paul. I heard that one of the biggest scars that you get in life is when you get betrayed by someone. A lover betrays, and a son or daughter that parents brought up with all the care and love betrays parents after a marriage. A well-trusted friend betrays, a person that we expected to be loyal betrays, we get scarred a lot. I will briefly share a story of someone. This person ran a partnership business together with a friend from childhood. A friend betrayed him and even sold all the real estate assets secretly. And he fled to overseas, and did not let his friend know about anything. Due to this shock, a friend collapsed and had a stroke. His hands and legs were paralyzed. I went to see him at the hospital and he held my hands tightly. He was all in tears and told me this. I trusted him so much. I thought even though the world would change, I never imagined that this friend would betray me. I saw him wailing. At times, there are people that are worse than dogs. Dogs are loyal to their owners at least till the very end. If you go to Scotland, there is a statue of a dog. The owner of this dog died in a traffic accident, but this dog did not leave the graveyard of the owner for 14 years. The dog died there as well. People were touched, and to commemorate this loyal dog, they erected a statue of this dog. Sometimes, in our lives, there are people that are not even anywhere loyal as a dog. There are cases of people that betray friendships and pay back the grace as betrayal. There are many cases of these. How often do we see these kinds of cases? People that we trusted also betray and pierce our hearts. We are to love people, not to trust people. There are many times that people trust people and get disappointed in return. Where in the Bible did it say that we need to trust in people? Only God is to be trusted. Then, why did Demas that was beside Paul betray Paul? Verse 10 says, "For Demas, because he loved this world, has deserted me and has gone to Thessalonica. Crescens has gone to Galatia, and Titus to Dalmatia." Demas loved his world, he left Paul and went away. In today's words, he was depraved. Why was he depraved? It is because he loved the world very much. The Bible says, loving something more than the Lord is an idol. In James, chapter 4, verse 4, it says, "You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred toward God? Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God." We can see that Paul found it pitiful about the fact that Demas loved the world and left Paul. How about you all? Is there anything that you love more than you love the Lord? I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that you do not become Demas of today. Also, there was Luke, that Paul was unable to forget about. Let us read verse 11 together. Brothers, do not slander one another. Anyone who speaks against his brother or judges him speaks against the law and judges it. When you judge the law, you are not keeping it, but sitting in judgment on it. Luke was with Paul till the very end. Luke was someone that Paul would not be able to forget about at all when it comes to ministry of Paul. Paul remembered Luke till he passed away. Luke was the one that Paul trusted. He was the one that partnered with Paul in ministry without any changes. Not only when things were good, but when things were difficult, Luke was there for Paul. Luke was the one that did not change till the very end and remained faithful. Not only when things were going well, but also when Paul was in a jail, as well, Luke was the one that co-worked with Paul till the very end. Luke had a position of a doctor. Paul could not forget about Luke when he was about to pass away even and remembered him. He asked Luke to finish the work that he was not able to complete. In Paul's ministry, if we look at partners of him, there was a person that helped him with all his heart. His name was Onesimus. It has been said that he was the one that refreshes the heart. Secondly, there was Timothy that worked hard with his body and through labor. It has been said that Timothy is my son. Thirdly, there were sisters such as Lydia and Phoebe that partnered together through finance. They were dealers in purple cloth. Through them, a Philippines church began. Apostle Paul was great, but because he worked with these kinds of partners and worked together for God, Paul was able to work well for the kingdom of God and for mission work. A person approved by Paul, a person that was well remembered by him for life, was Luke. Then, how about you all in this regard? Are you living a life that is approved by God and by people? God blessed people that were loved and approved out of all that come up in the Bible. God also looked for one person that would be approved by him. Let us look at Jeremiah, chapter 5, verse 1. It says, "Go up and down the streets of Jerusalem, look around and consider, search through her squares. If you can find but one person who deals honestly and seeks the truth, I will forgive this city." Here it says, if you can find but one person who deals honestly and seeks the truth, I will forgive this city. It did not say here many people, it says one person. It is important to find that one person. David was that kind of person. In Acts, chapter 13, verse 22, it says, "After removing Saul, he made David their king. He testified concerning him, 'I have found David son of Jesse a man after my own heart, he will do everything I want him to do.' And from the seed of David, Jesus was born." Secondly, Noah was that kind of person. In Genesis, chapter 7, verse 1, it says, "The Lord then said to Noah, 'Go into the ark, you and your whole family, because I have found you righteous in this generation.'" Thirdly, Job was that kind of person. His life was all devastated. He had big storms hit him and his family. All sorts of hardships caused his life to end up in such a mess and ruin. But despite all, he did not blame God. God said that there is one that would be as honest as Job and as righteous as Job. One person that is approved by God is precious. God enables the whole world to move through one person as well. When that one person is solidly well prepared by faith, the world changes and the destiny changes as well. On the 12th of February, 1809, when Lincoln was born in the countryside town of Kentucky, the history of America was changing. At that moment, the hope to have movement to free the blacks and to abolish the slavery began. Also, when Saint Augustine repented about his wrongdoings in the past, that time of repentance was the time that entire Europe began to change as well. When Martin Luther initiated the religious reformation, at that time, the history of Christianity already began to change as well. Also, when John Wesley received grace, at that moment, the entire England was saved. One person is this precious like this. So Jesus said one soul is more precious than the entire world. It is like a person that is like Luke, that is unable to be forgotten for lifetime. I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that your life will be like of Luke's that is approved by others. A person that is hard to forget about, a person that is able to touch the hearts of others, a person that people want to bless for lifetime, a person like this is a happy person. In contrast, there was a person like Alexander, too. People had bad memories of him. Let us look at verses 14 to 15. Alexander the metalworker did me a great deal of harm. The Lord will repay him for what he has done. You too should be on your guard against him, because he strongly opposed our message. Alexander was someone that made a lot of harmful impact on the ministry of Paul. He caused a lot of trouble and distracted the ministry of Paul. Alexander was actually a believer in the past, but he betrayed his faith. Alexander betrayed Paul and caused Paul to suffer a lot. Paul did not even want to remember him. Paul had all the bitter memories of him. When someone believed in God and later decides not to believe, then this person becomes more wicked than people that believe. Do you know why this is so? It is because the evil spirit that once left a person comes back into a person with seven evil spirits again, so compared to the first time, the thoughts, hearts, souls become more devastated. It has been said that we need to be aware of this kind of person. Let us look at verse 15. You too should be on your guard against him, because he strongly opposed our message. There is a person that we need to especially be careful about. A retired pastor that worked in ministry for about 40 years wrote down a list of people that we need to be careful about. He listed 10 things down. First of all, it says, be careful about a person that talks a lot. Secondly, be careful about a person that compliments in the front and then talks on the back. Be careful about a person that gossips. Thirdly, be careful about a person that always disagrees on everything. Fourthly, be careful about a person takes ministry lightly. Fifthly, be careful about a person that intentionally causes others to be in trouble. Number 6, be careful about a person that is different on the outside and inside. Number 7, be careful about a person that tries to hide the position of a religious worker and thinks. Number 8, be careful about a person that does not want to show hospitality but want to be served. Number 9, be careful about a person that loves the world. Number 10, be careful about a person that talks only but does not work. When serving people as a pastor, the fact is that we need to be careful of these people. It seems it is a sad fact. But it means that the world like this, and it is possible that there may be people who are like this at church. So it advises us to not trust everyone, and be careful about who we meet. Also Jesus as well, he said that when he sent us to this world, he described it as this. I am sending you out like lambs among wolves. So, how careful we need to be when we come across people. My family in Christ. Out of three kinds of people that Paul remembered about, what kind of person am I? Firstly, we should not be someone like Alexander, that is remembered as a person with bad memories. Secondly, we should not be like Demas, that was deteriorated in the middle. We should not be like Demas, that turned back on faith and calling. Thirdly, we should be remembered like a person Luke, that was like someone that was really needed and remembered by someone. I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that we should be remembered as someone that is holy. In fact, there was something that Paul really needed when he was passing away. It was not a person. It was only the word that he was able to depend on and get comfort. He was able to have his hope from the Word. Verse 13 says, "When you come, bring the cloak that I left with Carpus at Troas, and my scrolls, especially the parchments." Luke was asked to bring it, especially the parchments. It was the Word of God. What was the thing that Paul really needed for sure, when he was so close from passing away? It was not knowledge, not the citizenship of Rome, not power, not people, but only the Word of God was what he really needed. It is because in the Word of God, there is a true comfort, and there is hope of heaven. As we move closer to the end of year time, as we look back on this year, what are you trying to hold on to? I advise you to put everything in the hands of the Lord. The Lord is the one that holds the seven stars in His right hands and walks among the seven golden lampstands. I advise you to hold on to the Word of God. God will guide all of your ways. For human beings, beginning is important and also the process is even more important. Even the beginning was good, but if the end result is not good, then we need to know that it is a failure. So Paul criticized like this, "Are you going to start with the Holy Spirit, but end up with body?" I bless you all in the name of Jesus that in front of God and in front of people, I hope you will be remembered as people that were really needed like Luke and Mark were. I pray all this in Jesus' most precious name. Amen.